This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ashley Carr. The U.S. Drought Monitor's new weekly report has found that Hurricane Isaac's heavy rains brought relief to some, but not all farmers and ranchers in the Midwest. KBIA's Abby Fentress Swanson reports.
Hurricane Isaac brought between 2 and 6 inches of rain to Midwestern states that have been hardest hit by the drought, including Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. That's rain that Jessica Oliphant, who owns an 86-cow dairy in southwest Missouri, has been praying for.
You know, I felt bad for Louisiana being hit so hard by it, but I was really glad it came over that way, and we actually got some of the afterthought of it and got a little bit of rain. And
to keep her dairy in business, though, she'll still need a lot more rain. And she's not alone. Some parts of the Midwest, like Iowa and Nebraska, lost out on Isaac's rains. Both states have seen their total drought areas increase. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Abby Fentress Swanson.
A southeast Missouri man is hospitalized in St. Louis after being diagnosed with West Nile virus. KFVS reports that Rick Ebaugh of Cape Girardeau was diagnosed with the mosquito-borne ailment yesterday. Ebaugh's wife, Debbie, told the TV station that her husband had been feeling sick for several months. He suffered a seizure Tuesday and was taken to a St. Louis hospital where the virus was diagnosed. Symptoms of West Nile include fever, aches and pains, and other symptoms that mimic other viruses. Experts say the best way to avoid West Nile is to limit exposure to mosquitoes. Republican Congressmember and U.S. Senate candidate Todd Akin spoke to the Columbia Pachyderm Club today about his status in the Senate race. Akin says he plans to stay in the race after the backlash from his comments on what he referred to as rape and women's physiology. He says the polls are evidence that he still has a chance to win.
What I believe has happened was we took an initial hit when there was sort of a big brouhaha, but the result has been our name ID has taken a tremendous jump.
The most recent poll tracker average reports Akin and Democrat candidate Claire McCaskill are tied at a 44% approval rating. The U.S. representative also reiterated his stance on other issues like health care, the economy, and abortion. The Boone County Fire Protection District repaid more than $200,000 in misused funds to the Federal Emergency Management Agency yesterday, settling a federal audit from the year 2009. The audit originally indicated the fire district had misused more than $750,000 in FEMA funding over a five-year period. The fire district disputed the audit's findings, and in July, it was notified of the updated and reduced balance. Fire Chief Scott Olson says most of the misuse is attributed to accounting errors and ineligible spending.
Now what we have focused on is fixing those issues and making sure that those issues don't happen again, and that FEMA and the Office of Inspector General is comfortable with the fact that we are going to manage federal money correctly.
The fire district is still contesting two items in the audit request. Columbia Water and Light is taking this weekend's Sustainable Living Fair as an opportunity to talk about the city's progress in renewable energy usage. Columbia currently has a requirement that 2% of the electric portfolio include energy generated from renewable resources. Columbia Water and Light's Connie Kaprowitz says the city has surpassed the mandate with plans to go well beyond 5% at the end of this year. Kaprowitz says the city is making great strides as well as developing a diverse resource list.
We have a variety of resources here in Columbia. Not only do we have wind, but we have solar, as well as some projects like where we're capturing the landfill gas and creating energy out of that.
More information will be available at the Sustainable Living Fair taking place Sunday at Columbia College. For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Carr.